now, but I would like to make a gesture of support to a great cause and the reason that Rubin is going to be calling in momentarily.
What
all right? I don't know how many people realize this, but today is the third anniversary of the passing of Harry Callis.
Ooh.
3 years ago today he passed. One of the most beloved figures in the history of this city is Harry Callis. And there is a Richie Ashburn and Harry had one of many things in common. They both died of heart disease. And they have the Richie Ashburn Memorial Home Runs for Heart event coming up. And here to tell us about it is the general manager of the Phillies, Ruben Amaro Jr. Hi, Rube.
How you doing, Ange? What's going on, guys?
Rube, do you believe it's 3 years today that Harry passed away?
It's incredible to think that it's been 3 years. I mean, I remember that day like it was literally yesterday. In fact, I was having a lot of trouble getting to the ballpark that day, that morning, because there was a tremendous amount of traffic. And I was on in a taxi when I found out, when I got the call.
Wow.
And was devastated, absolutely devastated.
Wow, and a similar reaction when Richie Ashburn passed also in 1997. And I guess this charity was set up around Richie, right? Home Runs for Hearts. Tell us a little bit about this, Rube.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing it for several years now, and I've been, the honorary chair. My goodness, might be up to 12 years now. It's been quite a while. And really, just obviously the American Heart Association. But we all know how important it is for us to take care of our hearts, of our ticker, and it's a great event. We have a media day. I think it's on the 27th, and then we have the home runs. Then we have the actual event on May 1st and 2nd. And it's a great cause. It's an important cause, and obviously it holds very, very dear to our hearts because of what's happened with many of our fallen ex-Phils.
All right, so fans can actually, what is it, they make a pledge to the charity, Rube, and then they get a chance to take a swing at the plate?
Yeah, I believe that's how it works. I don't know the entire process, except that I know that there can be teams built, and there's a contest of how many points you can accumulate when you come out to the ballpark at CBP. It is something that people can participate in. It's something that a lot of groups of people have come for years and years and years, made it a tradition. So it's a nice time. And we've had great weather for it the last several years, so hopefully it'll continue.
Well, I just want to – the number to call is 215-575-5218, or you could go to heart.org/Philly Walk, and you get all the information on how you could be a part of this great promotion. Get on Citizens Bank Park Field and take a swing or two. Now, I want to add to this, because I love this cause, Rube, and I'm a little concerned about your offense this year, so I am going to make a gesture to help out Home Runs for Hearts. I myself, Mr. Amara, will pledge $10 from my own pocket for every home run hit this season by your Philadelphia Phillies.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. So let's say you get 200 homers, which I would hope for. That would be $2,000 to the charity. How's that?
That would be fantastic, Ed. I appreciate it. I just want to make a quick announcement. Both Utley and Howard have been activated.
Oh, you killed me with them. Oh, no.
I know you don't like to part with money, baby.
No. Rube, I'm getting palpitations right now. All right, Rube. Well, seriously, I think it's an awesome. I'll tell you what, just the love for Harry and Richie. I think everybody should get on board for that. I cannot believe it's already 3 years since we lost Harry. All right, let me get to some of the questions that every fan has been asking, Rube. See if you can help us out with this. One is, how concerned are you about the offense?
Well, I get concerned about it. I mean, I was concerned about it when we knew that we weren't going to have those two guys in the middle of the lineup. But you know what, Ange? We've had these types of injuries before, maybe not so severe that we had two guys in the middle at the same time out. But we've had to deal with this for several years. I mean, we lost Utley for a time last year. We've lost Howard in the past. We've lost Jimmy Rollins. We've lost key players on our club for significant amounts of time during the course of these last several years. And really, the guys just keep on plugging along. I mean, we've got some capable people. Are they going to be able to replace that production? No. But I think that we have very, very capable people to be able to create enough offense to win baseball games. Is it going to be an offensive juggernaut? No. It's not going to be the same offense that we produced in 07, 08, 09. But I think that the strength of our club continues to be pitching, and we keep the teams down. We'll stay in every game, and hopefully we can do that until we get some reinforcements. And when those guys come back, it's like making a couple of trades. I mean, these are impact type players, and hopefully they can come back and be effective.
Absolutely. Now, I know one of the things you were emphasizing, Rube, was a different approach offensively, working counts more and stuff like that. So far, are you seeing any of what you wanted in that part of the game?
You know what? I've really been interested in watching what's gone on as far as that is concerned. We've got a couple of guys, got some bunt base hits. We're trying to create some runs with our legs. I think you see the guys are trying to move around the bases a little bit more and create. Create scoring opportunities, and we're not going to bomb them. I mean, we'll hit an occasional home run like we did last night, but the fact of the matter is, I mean, we're going to have to try to produce runs in a lot of different ways. And so far, guys have done some things to help us. I mean, we've gotten a couple of pretty big base hits at times, and that's what we're going to have to do is get the big base hits and drive in the runs when we have to drive them in. I mean, you know, it's kind of a pet peeve. I talked to Dallas Green about it. Dallas. He gets as angry as anybody. We don't drive that run in from third base for less than two outs, and it basically, for lack of a way to express it, pisses us off. But you know, we got to make sure we do that on a consistent basis, so we score the runs we're supposed to score.
Right, and a guy, you've been home three games so far this season, Ruben. Already, fans are really getting excited about Freddy Galvis. They're chanting for him. He made a couple of amazing plays last night in the field. Give us like your updated thoughts right now about Freddy Galvis.
Well, he's a pretty special kid when it comes to defense. And, you know, he's a young player. He's a guy who's got an opportunity to play. He's going to get beat up a little bit offensively for a little while. But he's a kid who makes pretty good adjustments. Every year he's gone up the ladder, he's actually hit a little bit better. And it's going to take him some time to make some adjustments. But, you know, he got a bunt base hit yesterday. He got a big base hit for us a couple of days ago. I thought that moment was fantastic. It's a perfect testament of what our fans and how our fans feel that they can impact the game. I mean, those Freddy chants were like superb, man. That's what makes me feel proud about being a Philadelphian and having the kind of support that we have from our fans. But you know, the players feel it. They do. They really do. And the kind of support that we can get from our fans and the continued support that we get from them is fantastic. It really helps.
Well, yeah, it's amazing because the kid was, I think, is like 1-for-12, and they're chanting his name, and he gets a big double and knocked two runs in. From his perspective, I mean, you were a player, Rube. That's got to be a tremendous high, isn't it, when you could do that? Wow.
It's a tremendous boost for your confidence. I mean, you know, this is a young player who's replacing one of the Phillies icons right now, and you know, there's been a lot of talk about whether he's going to be able to handle things offensively. Obviously, defensively, can really do some things. He's an outstanding defender. But, you know, for him to come through in that situation and for the fans to put that kind of, impetus upon him to get it done, that's really, really cool. That's pretty special.
All right, Rube, another thing we're getting calls about now is your bullpen and whether you have enough arms out there. How do you feel right now about your bullpen?
No, I like our bullpen. Chad Qualls has thrown very, very well for us. As far as I'm concerned, he threw well all spring. Michael Stoops is, back and throwing. We're getting Contreras back, we think, in another couple of days. He's going to throw his second of his back-to-back today, and he's throwing well. I like our guys. I mean, I guess there's some concern about Bastardo. He hasn't pitched a lot, and he was off to kind of a little bit of a slow start during the spring, but I like our bullpen. You know, you can never have enough bullpen arms. One of the things that we do have depth-wise, even in the minor leagues, is bullpen arms. And there's guys like Omont and Diekman and DeFreitas is starting to throw to hitters now. So there's reinforcements. If we have breakdowns there, I think that we got some coverage.
All right. Now, you did something that turned out to be brilliant. And we don't know if it was a lucky thing or you knew. All right. Here's the thing. You were negotiating with Ryan Madsen. And then you got a deal with Jonathan Papelbon. And then Madsen went down for the season. Did you, Rube, did you have any inkling at all that he was dealing with some sort of an arm issue when you finally decided to go with Papelbon instead?
No, not at all. I mean, we were fully committed to taking one of those guys, and we would have been happy with either one of them. You know, ultimately, we went and got what we felt, who we felt was the best guy, and hopefully he'll be able to perform like the best guy. But, you know, he didn't have any elbow problems with us. I think I'm sure it was kind of a freakish type of a thing. We did have, you know, we have exit physicals and all that other stuff that nothing was alarming. Yeah, I think the only little difference between Papelbon and Matt's, and then we talked about it a little bit internally, was that, you know, Matt has a little bit of a funky arm action. He's got a, and that creates a lot of the deception that he has and it contributes to his success. And, you know, anytime a guy has kind of a funky delivery, it can put guys at risk. But there was no reason for us to think that he wasn't going to be fine. And, frankly, we were, you know, I feel terrible for Ryan and his family. It's an unfortunate mishap for him. I know he'll come back and he'll be a very, very good pitcher. And you know, fortunately for us, I mean, we have a guy who's pitching right now and he's healthy, but shoot, you never know when that can happen. That, you know, things can happen to us too.
All right. Number one issue, Rube, by far still in the minds of Phillies fans, is the status of Cole Hamels in his final year before he's a free agent. You have expressed optimism in the past, but since the last time we talked to you, there's a big Matt Cain deal. There's a lot going on in baseball right now. You still optimistic about signing Cole Hamels?
Yeah, I am. I always stay optimistic about it. And, you know, the dialogue's open. We don't shut off the negotiations. That's not our style. I haven't had that indication from there, from John Boggs and Cole. And I think Cole knows what the goal is, to try to keep him in our uniform. And I hope he has the same goal and same desire. I have no reason to believe it's not. You know, there are going to be signings like that. They're going to that will affect his situation. And Matt Cain is a very direct one. We have to be cognizant of it, and then we have to figure out whether, you know, what's the right thing to do for us and try to move it forward.
One of the things that everybody got a little nervous about, I think all over the baseball, not just here in Philadelphia, Rube, was the L.A. deal for $2.15 billion because everybody went, wow, Magic Johnson, whoever's a free agent now is going to get way more money and change everything. I'm not applying this just to Cole Hamels. Do you see the Dodger sale becoming a game changer in baseball?
Well, I think that there's two schools of thought on this, really. You know, one, you know, now that they've spent so much money to grab this franchise, they're just going to go all out with their player compensation. And then there's the other thought that they spent so much money they may not have the money to be throwing around during the course of during the next couple of years as they dole out some of that money. I don't really know how I can't really allow it to affect the way we do our business. We do have to at times react to the marketplace, but I don't, you know, until they're out there working in the free agent market, I don't know how it's gonna affect us one way or another.
Yeah, all right. One last thing, Rube, because this is something we've speculated on a lot. I'd love to get your take on it. You do have a different kind of a club, at least until Utley and Howard come back. And we've all tried to debate. Charlie Manuel normally hasn't managed this kind of a club. Is he the right manager for a small ball club? Are you concerned about that style with Charlie?
Well, I mean, no, there's no question. Charlie's always had a lot of bangers, but he's also been in a situation, I don't know, several years back when we had Jason Michaels and Kenny Lofton tuning in center field, and we were creating some runs in a different way back then, and those guys actually ended up both having great years. So, I mean, he does have the ability to throw some guys in. He's got good instinct as far as we've got moving guys in and out of lineups. He did a nice job with Mayberry last year, bouncing him in and out of lineups. But, you know, this will be a challenge for Charlie because this is a different type of team. But I think he's up to the challenge, and he's a smart enough baseball man to be able to handle it.
Well, it was a nice win last night. We're back to 3-3. And again, it's the Richie Ashburn Memorial Home Runs for Heart event. We're going to put all of our information on CBSPhilly.com, too. So you can just click a link and get over to it. It's a tremendous way to honor the memory of two great broadcasters, Harry Callis, Richie Ashburn. Ruben, as always, thank you for your accessibility. I appreciate you coming on.
No problem, and I really appreciate your personal gesture, and it is a great cause, and I'm really looking forward to being part of it again.
Sounds great, Rube. Thanks very much. And yes,
take
Al, I will be pledging my own hard-earned money to the Phillies this year, and I want you to understand, yes, I know. And again, I am not eligible for Winner of the Week because that was already claimed by a man hitting 150.
Yeah.
Great
nice
job
choice.
There. But I just want you to understand, I don't want people to think that I've turned over my new leaf. But I believe a small ball team will not hit many homers and it won't cost me that much money.
Mm. Yeah.
That's really what's bunt. Behind this.
You just watched him bunt every inning this so
and
hard,
if you so. Heard Rubal. He was excited to hear.
$100 for a home run. That's pretty cool.
No, 10. 10.
You said 100.
No, I said 10. I am not a major league player. I am a minor leaguer. $10.
You sure you better go back to the tape. I heard 100.
No, it was
yeah. No, I heard 100.
Now I have to be honest.
What?
I was talking to our management over at WIP, Jeff Salano. And I said, Jeff, I want to do a gesture. And he said, what are you thinking? And I went, I like to pledge a dollar for every home.
Dollar?
And he said,
jeez.
You're a cheap bleep. He said, if you're going to do it, you got to at least go 10. So I went 10.
You're going to go at least 10, and you went as least.
See how you
said 9.5.
I finally do something for charity, and you people
usually when
for
somebody
it.
Says you got to do at least something, they say, okay, I'll do another.
I still try to get him at 5. He wouldn't
can't
go
you go 11?
888-729.
Bare minimum.
99.
You got to go at
now
least 10.
Now, what are you doing, you cheap bastard?
Nothing.
WIP Sports.